I started my journey on a GLP-1 in October of 2024. Now, no one really told me what to expect. Yes, my doctor went through the usual things to avoid, tips, precautions, and those remain important to this day. But what I've noticed since then is this. When people start this journey, it doesn't go one way. It goes several ways. And that's the problem, because most people expect a straight line, and instead they get something else. So today we're going to talk about what actually happens in that first month on a GLP-1, the real experience, the different pathways that different people take, and some tips that actually matter. And of course, we're going to make sense of the madness of that first month on the GLP-1 and what to expect. So if you're on a GLP-1 journey, this may relate to you. If you're thinking about it, this may relate. And if you're talking to other people about it, they may want to hear about these different experiences. By the way, since the time that I began my journey, we've seen some newer options for weight loss come out, including the oral versions of Wegovy and the newer agent like Foundayo. At that time, the most effective drug was Zepbound, and frankly, it still is. There will certainly be more drugs coming out this year. We expect 3 or 4 more that are in the pipeline. So today, we will be making sense of the madness of the first month of your GLP-1 journey. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. Here's the first mistake people make. They think weight loss is going to be linear. Take the shot, lose the appetite, lose the weight, done. And that's not how this works. Instead, what happens is variation, and that first month I've seen people fall into very different paths. The first path is the hyper-responders. We call these fast losers. And here's the truth. We really don't know why some people respond quickly to this drug. I happen to be one of these. About 12 hours after I took my first dose of Zepbound, something changed. Food noise, what we used to call head hunger, disappeared. And I didn't even know I had it until it was gone. In that first month, I lost 12 pounds. Now, let's be honest, most of that was water, glycogen, and some fat, but that's how early weight loss works. But the bigger shift? My appetite dropped. So much so that I didn't even need to inject weekly. I was able to stretch it out under the guidance of my physician. And something else happened. My obstructive sleep apnea disappeared the very first night of the shot. Now, I was cautioned by my doctor to think about increasing my fluid intake. You know, most of the fluid that you get in your diet actually doesn't come from drinking water or tea or coffee. It comes from eating food. So I had to put forth a very conscientious effort. I started having protein shakes in the morning, which gave me quite a bit of fluid, and I increased my iced tea during the day. And that adjustment matters, because hyper-responders can overshoot, eat too little, drink too little, and feel worse instead of better. And here's another thing that I noticed. My taste in coffee completely changed. I became very picky about coffee. I used to think, any coffee will do. I'm a surgeon. Give me battery acid. Bake it brown. I will drink it. Now, I need better coffee. And I'm happy with 1 cup in the morning instead of several. And I find that I like iced tea more. It's not uncommon for you to find tastes in food change, often for the better.
Producer Evo breaking in because, listen, I have been to Dr. Simpson's house. I have seen the amazing coffee machine that he has. It does everything for him. I know exactly what kind of beans he buys. I'm not buying this. You'll drink any coffee. But I digress.
Now let's talk about the most common group, which is the normal responders. This is what I see in most friends and patients, people starting up. These are normal responders, and nothing dramatic happens at first. And because of that, they get nervous. They compare themselves to hyper-responders, like people like me who lost weight very quickly, and they think, here we go again, another failed program. But it isn't. What they don't notice often is this. They snack a little bit less. They leave food on the table. They sometimes will skip that second helping. The effect is there. It's just quiet. And then they'll come in and say, I only lost 4 pounds this month. Only? That's like 50 pounds in a year. And suddenly, they have a smile, because that's sustainable. Now, we look at these individuals as people who the GLP-1 is building up in their system, and they're getting used to the drug. Some of us get used to the drug very quickly, and we have an immediate response. Some people need to get up to a little higher dose first. Now, if you're having a good response on the lowest form of the drug, stay on the lowest form. But if you're finding that you're not having that response, that's the time to increase it. A mistake that some people make is thinking they must increase their drug every month, period. It isn't that way. Now let's talk about the third group, which I call the strugglers. And this is the group that needs most attention from physicians and our staff. These are the people who are dealing with nausea, reflux. They have slower stomach emptying. They can be miserable, and they just are uncomfortably full. And this is why we need to intervene, because strugglers can get into trouble if we don't adjust things early. And there's some basic things we reinforce. Number one, much, much smaller meals. Never eat until you're full. Eat a smaller amount than you think is possible. And avoid fatty foods entirely. No fat fried foods, no pizza, avoid them. Focus on liquids. Most of the time, the real issue with many of these patients is simply dehydration, and they don't know it. Because the brain's signal for getting fluid or liquid is a little blunted, as it is with food. Some fixes that help. I like the Pedialyte popsicles for these patients because popsicles are easy. They don't stretch the stomach. They don't make you nauseated, but they give you really good, fast hydration. I tell them to avoid the very salty things that are called IV hydration or those things that say they don't include sugar because they actually need a little sugar to help get the electrolytes into their system. Easy hydration, small intake. And the key here is pacing, slowing everything down. Now I want to talk a little bit about food noise. We used to call it head hunger. Patients would feel hungry, but they weren't actually hungry. This is before the medicine or before surgery. So if you want something, but not something nourishing, that's head hunger. Let me give you the example that I've given to patients forever. If you are truly hungry, a meatball will satisfy you. If it's head hunger, you might think of the cookie, the candy, the ice cream bar, the snack, the Dorito, dense in calories, light in nutrition, something that hits that reward center. That's food noise. And that's what we talk about that disappears. Now, I can always tell when mine comes back. Last week, I delayed my shot for a few days because of a birthday celebration for my producer.
You didn't take me to... producer girl. Sorry.
I took her and her family to this great restaurant. Now, I can't tell you how old my producer is because she forbids me and she would probably, you know, commit homicide. But she is much younger than I am. And if I had that number, I would wear it with pride. Anyway, the bottom line is, because I was taking her and her family out to a wonderful restaurant that I really enjoyed, I wanted to be able to enjoy it, so I delayed my shot. But the next day, before I took the shot, I went on Instacart, and I ordered ice cream bars. Not just one box, but several. And I had to laugh, because that's head hunger. Then I took the shot, and I looked at them even today and thought, yep, I like ice cream, but I don't need to think about it. And you know what? It's kind of there, and it's out of my mind. Head hunger is a persistent voice in your head. Now, it's not like your mother-in-law's voice. And it's not like an ambulance, but it is like the siren from the Iliad, calling you, seducing you, telling you, reminding you in visual form or reminding your taste buds or your nose about the chocolate, the cake, the cookie, the Dorito, the peanut butter that's waiting for you, even when you're not hungry. And that's what GLP-1 turns down. The first month is not stable. We look at the first month as learning. Week 1 and 2, the appetite fluctuates. That's when you are figuring things out. You might overeat once or twice and feel it. You might realize that you need to eat, you know, finish eating an hour or two before going to bed or even longer. And week 3 or 4 is when satiety begins showing up earlier. You start trusting the signal. Food becomes less urgent. And slowly, without forcing it, your behavior changes. Now, here's some big mistakes. And let's keep this simple. Number one is eating like nothing changed. Number 2 is not drinking enough. And number 3 is overcorrecting with protein for everything and finally comparing yourself to others. This is not social media. This is biology. So what actually helps is this, consciously having a small meal, okay? Not forcing food. So if you have a meal, deliberately cut it down a little bit, whether it's down to 3/4 or down to half. Let me give you an example. There's a cute little restaurant here that has sliders, hamburgers. Now, I usually don't recommend hamburgers because they can be a little fatty, but they come with 2 sliders to a meal, and I can eat both to this day. GLP-1 doesn't stop you from eating both, but I can eat one, save the other one for my son who has a hollow leg, or share that with somebody, and I'm fine. Smaller meals is the key. Slower eating is the key. And hydration, again, hydration. Always make sure you drink, especially before you take your shot. Drink and get really well hydrated before. Also, I want you to think about really good food for it. You don't need to prove anything to anyone while you're on this journey. And most people don't even tell people they're on the journey, except their closest people. Now, there's this emotional shift that happened, and that's what surprises people. It's a little bit disorienting because food has been a constant thought, and this silence feels strange. The other shift that happens is you may sleep a little better, and you'll find that there's less stress. Now, there's different ways we measure stress. We can measure it on devices like my Withings watch or a Whoop device or an Oura Ring or an Apple Watch, but you will find that you have less stress throughout the day. And broadly, we also know that with GLP-1s at any dose, there's an anti-inflammatory effect. So the first month really isn't about weight loss. It's about learning the new signal and unlearning the old one. It's understanding appetite instead of fighting it, and it's realizing something important, that it was never, ever about willpower. Please check the blog associated with this at Your Doctor's Orders and ForkU.com, and check out my Substack at drsimpson.com. This episode is part of a series of episodes about GLP-1s for those of you who are on the journey or who have friends and family on the journey. It was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson. And while I am a board-certified physician, I am not, nor ever will be, your physician. If you're going to change your diet, please check with your board-certified physician and registered dietitian. Not a chiropractor, not a functional medicine expert, which are just witch doctors, in my opinion. And if you're considering starting a GLP-1 journey, please find a board-certified obesity specialist. They have the experience and can guide you through this process far better than most. All things audio were done by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra, and producer girl, who had her whatever birthday this month, at Producer Girl Productions, make me sound far more interesting than I am. All right, everybody, have a good week, and please share this with your friends who are on a GLP-1 journey or thinking about it. Hey, Evo, if head hunger is gone, does that mean dessert is optional now, or are you ordering it so that we can share it?
Dessert is something I rarely order on my own, but I have noticed, since I too am on this GLP-1 journey, as you stated, that I can now have a bite or two of someone's dessert and, you know, not really feel like I should consume the whole thing.